Today we'd like to see the title of Registered by Genealogy in Nehemiah chapter 7 and 8. To another word to share through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Question 1, in chapter 7, verse 5, then my God put it into my heart to gather the nobles, the rulers, and the people, that they might be registered by genealogy. And I found a register of the genealogy of those who had come up in the first return, and found written in it. Why was the registration by genealogy important in the Old Testament time? And explain it compared with the registration in the first captive's return time under Zerubbabel. In the New Testament time, how can we apply it to our lives? Question 2, in chapter 8, verse 8, so they rather distinctly from the book in the law of God, and they gave the sense and helped them to understand the reading. What a kind of a teaching is it, and how can we apply it to our lives? Last question in chapter 8, verse 14, and they found written in the law, which the Lord had commanded by Moses, that the children of Israel should dwell in booths during the feast of the seventh month. What were they doing, and what can we learn from here? In the last time, Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 9, also they reported his good deeds before me and reported my words to him. Tobiah sent letters to frighten me. Tobiah and his son made intermarriages with Jews. Many Jews supporters circulated his good deeds to Nehemiah with Nehemiah's words to him. Tobiah letters opposed Nehemiah's works with other opponents. But Nehemiah was able to finish repairing the gates and walls for 52 days, chapter 6, verse 15, because he could do all things in God who strengthened him. We learn to focus on the Lord, not on problem or talkers. From Babylon, 70 years captivity, they were, number one, the first captives returned to Jerusalem in 536 before Christ under Zerubbabel. Number two, the second captives returned in 458 before Christ under Ezra. And number three, the third captives returned in 444 before Christ under Nehemiah. Jews' registration by genealogy is like that, so we can read this in the text, basically verses 6 up to 6 to 7. So then is right-hand side, compared to the first captive return, Ezra chapter 2, verses 1 to 65, you know, right there. So right here, you know, you may see very almost the same, identical, but a little, you know, different, but the total numbers are same. So you can see, you know, basic Jews, but here not identified by genealogy. Over there also the servants is non-Jewish servants, or their singers right there. So chapter 7, then in words, when the wall was built and I had hung the doors, when the gatekeepers, the singers, and the Levites had been appointed. Verse 2, that I gave the charge of Jerusalem to my brother Hanai, and Hananiah, the leader of the citadel, for he was a faithful man and feared God more than many. The leader's key characters are faithless and holy-fearing God. Number one, the faithless is one of two characters for the success approved by the Lord, or heavenly success. Note that earthly success is not always heavenly success. For example, Asa's fleshly success on there is rebuked by Hannah the prophet. See the attached chart so below. So right here, attached chart below here, the last page right here, 6, 7, 8, 9 over there, increase or success. So any increase or success is given by God, you know, according to 1 Corinthians 3, 7, 8, also Matthew 10, 29. Utter success is not always heavenly success, you know, because the utter success, Romans 8, 4, 5, you know, spiritually way, or flesh, the flesh always against the spirit. So in heaven, the judgment, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 12, 15. So judgment not approved by God, not rewarded in heaven, the failure in heaven, heavenly failure. So by the Spirit approved by God, rewarded in heaven, the success in heaven, the heavenly success. So note this quote from 2 Chronicles 16, 7, as a case. So all fleshly success is not recognized by God. So basically heavenly failure. Matthew 7, 22, 23, also one minister healing, you know, all cut Jesus' name, but that's based off a fleshly matter. So rebuked by Jesus. So anyone's work is burned, flesh work. For example, prosperous church, its crooked ways were disclosed in secular court disputes. So we can see, you know, that kind of matter, you know, looks like a prosperous church, but all kinds of ugly things disclosed in court. But even if not disclosed, but in heaven, everything disclosed, so only spiritual work. Matthew 25, 21, 23, in heaven, the Lord recognized good and faithful servants. So good work is coming from the spiritual work. God, only God is good. So that is a close reference. So and the goodness character comes from the Supreme God, who only is good. Number two, the second character is the holy fear of God. It's the beginning, his knowledge and his wisdom. So if you have a holy fear God, you should are thirsty for the word of God, you know, his knowledge and his wisdom, which are necessary to lead the people for his sake. So, his glory. His glory is, you know, basically how, you know, first to seek his kingdom and his righteousness is so what the does meaning is also you may see chart is two below, so that are all cross reference right here. So verse 3, and I said to them, do not let the gates of Jerusalem be opened until the sun is hot. So which means sun is hot, you know, at that time opened. So while they stand guard, let them shut and bar the doors, appoint guards from among inhabitants of Jerusalem, one at his watch station and another in front of his own house. There were still opponents to destroy the rebuilt temple. So Nehemiah signed, let not the gates of wall be opened without the guards who shut and barred the doors. So always, you know, shut it there. That time is open. So basically, the nighttime. Not nighttime, so always daytime. And number two, each family to protect a section of a wall next to their home. That's wise from God, even if it seemed foolish in human sight. So that is we can see. Verse 4, now the city was large and spacious, but the people in it were few, and the houses were not rebuilt. So Jerusalem city inside, not many houses. Verse 5, then my God put it into my heart to gather the nobles, the rulers, and the people, that they might be registered by genealogy. And I found the register of the genealogy, those who had come up in the first return, first captive return under Zerubbabel, and found written in it. God directed Nehemiah that people might be registered by genealogy. The registration by genealogy was important in the Old Testament time because God blessed Abraham and swore to give the land as a heritage to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jacob is, in other words, Israel's descendants, as a kingdom of priests, a holy nation, and God's special children of Israel. If they obeyed him, but upon their disobedience, now in the New Testament time, Abraham's blessing through Jesus Christ comes to all the believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior, as God commands. So that is basically John chapter 16, that God loved the world only through Jesus Christ. That's blessings to us. All cross-reference right there. Verse 6, these are the people of the province who came back from the captivity of those who had been carried away, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away, and who returned to Jerusalem and Judah, everyone to his city. So, explain that. Those who came with Zerubbabel were Jeshua, Nehemiah, Azariah, Ramiah, right now is explained, registered by genealogy. Nehemiah, Mordecai, Bishan, Mishael, Bigah, Nehum, Banhai, the number of men of the people of Israel. Here is the man. So verses 8 to 25 by families. Here, 825, we read it. The son of Parosah, 2,172. The son of Sephatiah, 372. The sons of Aaron, 652. The sons of Paramoa, of the sons of Jeshua, Joab, 2,880. The sons of Zelam, 1,254. The sons of Jephthah, 845. The sons of Zakkai, 760. The sons of Binui, 648. The sons of Bebai, 628. The sons of Azagah, 2,322. The sons of Adonikam, 667. The sons of Bigvai, 2,067. The sons of Adin, 655. The sons of Atur Hezekiah, 98. The sons of Hashum, 328. The sons of Bezai, 324. The sons of Harif, 112. The sons of Gibeon, 95. So that is a total. Is 23,292. Then is Bethlehem. Here is by cities. Bethlehem, Netophah, 188. Men of Anathotha, 128. Men of Beth Azamat Beth, 42. Men of Kirjas Jearim, Kephirah, Beeroth, 743, the men of Rama and Geba, 621, the men of Mikimas, 122, the men of Bethel and Ai, 123, the men of Adon Nebo, 52. So by cities, 2,114 Jews were registered now, while 2,105 previously, then meaning the first return. So, then it's up to 38. So, So the sons of Adar Elam, 1,254. The sons of Haran, 320. The sons of Jericho, 345. The sons of Lot, Hadid, Ono, 721. The sons of Senah, 3,930. Then priests, 39 up to 42. The priests, sons of Jedi, the house of Jeshua, 973. The sons of Ima, 1,052. The sons of Pashur, 1,247. The sons of Harim, 1,017. Total is 4,289, the same as the first captivity written. 43 up to 45. The Levite, the sons of Jeshua, over Kadmiel, and the sons of Hedoba, 74. Levite, 74. And the singers, the sons of Asa, 148. And the gatekeepers, or porters, The sons of Shalom, the sons of Atta, the sons of Talmon, the sons of Akub, the sons of Hatita, the sons of Shobai, 138. Now, while previously, 74, 128, 139, previously, in the first. Then, 46 up to 60. The Netim, the sons of Jihad, the sons of Hashupa, the sons of Tabas, the sons of Kerah, the sons of Shisa, the sons of Padan, the sons of Lebanon, the sons of Hagaba, the sons of Saimai, the sons of Hana, the sons of Gidei, the sons of Gare, the sons of Riai, the sons of Rajin, the sons of Nekoda, the sons of Kajam, the sons of Uja, the sons of Pasea, the sons of Besaya, the sons of Menuhim, the sons of Nepeshim, the sons of Babuk, the sons of Hakufa, the sons of Haru, the sons of Bajalith, the sons of Mehida, the sons of Harisha, the sons of Barkos, the sons of Sisera, the sons of Tamar, the sons of Nezia, the sons of Hatifa. Then is Nephtim, and the sons of Solomon's servant, the sons of Sotai, the sons of Sophereth, the sons of Perida, the sons of Jala, the sons of Dakon, the sons of Gida, the sons of Sephatiah, the sons of Hatil, the sons of Prochorus of Jebai, the sons of Amnon. The Netim and the sons of Solomon's servant were 392. That is what he is explaining. Netim, Solomon's servants, were 392, the same as the first return. Netinim, the word means those set apart. First, it was applied to the Levite in Numbers 8 to 9, Levite, set apart Levite. And after the settlement in Canaan land, it was applied to those servants for the tabernacle. The wandering and the temple. So, that one. The first time is tabernacle, then is temple. Then 61, and these were the one who came out from Telmala, Telharsha, Cherub, Adion, and Imer, but they could not identify their father's house nor their lineage, whether they were of Israel, the sons of Delai, the sons of Tova, the sons of Nekubta, 642, and of the priests, the sons of Habai, the sons of Koz, the sons of Barajil, who took a wife of the daughters of Barajilali, the Gileadites, and was called by their name. Dodge sought to get listed among those who were registered by genealogy, but it was not found. Therefore, they were excluded from the priesthood as defiled, and the governor said to them that they should not eat of the most holy things till a priest could consult with the Urim and Thummim. Those not identified or reckoned by genealogy were 392, the same as the first, the captive return. In the third family of a priest, Habai, Koza, Barzillai. Barzillai family named from a married daughter of Barzillai were not found by genealogy, so that they were excluded from the priesthood and were prohibited to eat the most holy things, such as the showbread allowed only for the priest, until the high priest received the will of God through choosing one of Urim and Thummim stones through his breastplate. At that time, God specified so. So that time God specified so. So here Jesus said it's the showbread is only eaten aloud to priests, but although some exception. Then Exodus chapter 28, verse 3. Then is verse 6. Altogether, whole assembly were 42,360. Total number of Jews, including not categorized Jews, were now 42,362, the same as previously. 6-7. Besides their male and female servants, of whom there were 7,337, and they had 245 men, women, singers. So non-Jewish servants were 7,337, and their singers were 245 now, while 7,337 non-Jewish servants same, but singers, the first return is less than third return. 68, up to 72. Their horses were 736, and their mules 245, their camels 435, donkeys 6,722, and some of the heads of the father's house gave it to the work. The governor gave it to the treasury 1,000 gold drachmas, 50 bastions, and 530 priest garments. Some of the heads of the father's houses gave to treasury of the work 20,000 gold drachmas and 2,200 silver minas. And that which the rest of the people gave was 20,000 gold drachmas, 2,000 silver minas, and 67 priest garments. Other possessions, horses, mules, camels, donkeys, gold, bastions, priestly garments, silver, and so on. The drachmas, the unit is 1/16 of an ounce or 2 grams. Mina, the unit is 1/4 pounds or 567 grams. So you may calculate there. So the priests, the Levites, the gatekeepers or porters, the singers, some of the people, Netim and all Israel, dwelt in their cities, now in Jerusalem. When the seventh month came, the children of Israel were in their cities. Now, chapter 8. Now all the people gathered together as one man in open square that was in front of Water Gate, and they told Ezra, the scribe, to bring the book of law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded Israel. All the people with one mind in the open square in front of a water gate asked Ezra, the priest and scribe, the leader of the second captive return, bring the Pentateuch, the first five law books written by Moses on the scripture. So Nehemiah chapter 16, with the temple servants living on the hill of Ophel, who repaired the wall at the Pihahiroth, a point across from the water gate to the east projecting tower. So east side over there opened the water gate. So Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly of men and women and all who could hear with understanding on the first day of the seventh month. This is Hebrew dollar in a Gregorian calendar about October or November. Then he read from it in the open square that was in front of Watergate from morning until midday. People, the men and women and those who could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive, pay attention to the book of law. So Ezra the scribe stood on the platform of wood which they had made for the purpose beside him. At his right hand stood Mattiah, Semaiah, Ashaiah, Urijah, Hikai, Messiah. At his left and Pedai, Michal, Hashem, Hashana, Zechariah, and Meshuim. Verse 5, and Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was standing above all the people. When he opened, and all the people stood up, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. 4-6, while Ezra stood on the platform of where to read it, all the people stood up to hear it attentively. Standing was customary to honor God, practically, to the word of God. Even today, some practice. So when we have the scripture reading, and lifting up their hands is universally the sign for over surrender. In their worshiping the Lord, they lift up their hands, bowed their heads with their faces to the ground. Even today we may practice lifting up hands with a pure motive during their worship. 6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. Then all the people answered, Amen, Amen. While lifting up their hand, lifting up is a surrender to the Lord, practically to the word of God. They bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their face to the ground. And Jeshua, Banai, Sherebai, and Jamin, Akub, Shabetal, Hodaiza, Mashiach, Kalita, Azariah, Jobadat, Hanan, Peliah, and the Levites helped the people to understand the law, and the people stood in their place. Verse 8, so they read distinctively from the book in the law of God, and they gave the sense and helped them to understand the reading. That's what expository teaching is all about. It's going straight through the scripture, reading the scripture distinctively, separated from human words, and then giving the meaning and the understanding of the scripture, leading to how to apply it to every attentive, careful hearer's heart by the Spirit. That is what we have devoted our ministry to, study the Word of God, called as a verse by verse inductive expository teaching the scripture, not as so many peddling the Word of God. So that is 2 Corinthians chapter 7, for we are not as so many peddling the Word of God, not as of sincerity, but as from God, we speak in the sight of God in Christ. Verse 9, and Nehemiah, who was the governor, Ezra the priest and scribe, and the Levite who taught the people said to all the people, this day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn nor weep. For all the people wept when they heard the words of the Lord. Nehemiah, Ezra, and the Levites were ministering together beautifully for the kingdom of God, so they were co-ministers. Weeping is so often a response to the work of God's Spirit in your heart for many things, in the sense of failure to keep the word of God, or conviction for their sins, or of joy to be blessed in many ways. Verse 10, then he said to them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send a portion to those for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The ultimate effect of the work of God's Spirit in our lives is great joy, the strength. Now they joyfully share the food and drink together, and their great joy overflows to needy neighbors by donating some food, drink to needy neighbors. Joy as a type of agape love, the fruit of the Spirit. Verse 11, so the Levites quiet all the people, saying, be still, for the day is holy, do not be grieved. And all the people went their way to eat and drink, to send the portions, rejoice greatly, because they understood the words that were declared to them. Now on the second day, the heads of the fathers' houses of all the people, with the priests, the Levites, were gathered to Ezra the scribe, in order to understand the words of the Lord. Verse 14, they found written in the law, which the Lord had commanded by Moses, that the children of Israel should dwell in booths during the feast of the seventh month. They found the Feast of Tabernacles in the Pentateuch through Ezra on 7th to 15th for 7 days dwelling in booths in order to remind them of how God had delivered, protected, provided, and guided their forefathers from Egypt into wilderness. The wilderness life with the manna and quail from heaven and water from rock via trials. Before Canyon ran, entering Canyon land, is a shadow which is fulfilled with the substance of Jesus Christ, who to follow the creature and live the daily life on earth with spiritual food and spiritual drink. He delivered the Spirit via trials before entering the kingdom of God. So all cross-reference right here, Leviticus chapter 23, John 6, 15, John 7, 37, 39, 1 Corinthians 10, 34, is John the Apostle, Paul Apostle explained that. Then verse 15, and that they should announce and proclaim in all their cities and in Jerusalem, saying, go out to the mountain and bring olive tree branches in order to make a booth, branches of oak trees, myrtle branches, palm branches, branches of leaf trees to make a booth, to make a booth, as it is written. Then the people went out, brought them, and made themselves booths, each one on the roof of his house, household, or in their courtyard, the court of the house of God, and the or in the open square of water gate, in the open square of gate of Ephraim. So the whole assembly of those who had returned from captivity made a booth and sat on the booth. For since the days of Joshua the son of Nun until that day, the children of Israel had not done so, and there was a very great gladness. Also, day by day, from the first day until the last day, he read from the book of the law of God, and they kept the feast 7 days. On the eighth, there was a sacred assembly according to the prescribed manner. Every house made each booth at an available place in the first time after Joshua had conquered the Canaan land. Ezra read the Pentateuch daily for the feast 7 days. Then on eighth day or seventh day, they all together worshiped by keeping it holy. We shall live not only by daily bread, but also by daily spiritual food. So Luke chapter 4, verse 4. So we covered the all three questions you may see right here. Increase our success chapter. Also, second chapter is the glory of God, over chapter. That is practically we should understand. Then is this coming Sunday, CGN International Conference, whenever we have Lord Lee's, everyone is welcome. Also PTA, please keep on praying. Keep on praying for pastor training of Asia, evangelisms and missions by the Holy Spirit in Philippines, Thai, Burma, Cambodia, South Korea, Japan, Malaysia, and so on. Keep on prayer for the innocent victims and or to persecute Christians to be delivered from persecuted countries, Sudan, South Sudan, Afghanistan, Burma, Latin America. Latin America usually middle, size, North Korea and Syria and so on. Let's sing all together Maranatha songs. We'll close today's Bible study.